the Mitnagdim. The chief opponent of Hasidim was Rabbi Elijah ben Solomon Zalman, also known as the Vilna Gaon, 1720 to 1797, whose movement thrived in Lithuania. He was the Talmudic genius of his age, and all the traditional Jewish scholarship rallied behind him. His anti-Hasidic groups became known as the Mitnagdim opponents. The Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon were contemporaries in a bleak season of Jewish history, and their movements developed alongside one another, although they were fierce opponents. From the second half of the 18th century, the personality and activities of the Vilna Gaon, who attracted many disciples, had a lasting impact on Lithuanian Jewry. His movement developed into the most stimulating religious and spiritual center in Vilna and had a profound influence on Judaism in the sphere of both halakha, Jewish law, and Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism. In 1772, the Vilna Gaon excommunicated the Hasidic congregation formed in Vilna. By the end of the 18th century, Vilna became the center of religious Jewish study. Bitter opposition continued against the Hasidim throughout the lifetime of the Gaon. The term Gaon originated in the Jewish academies of Sura and Pambita in Babylonia. The Gaonim were recognized as the highest authority of instruction from the end of the 6th century to the middle of the 11th century. Eventually, the Gaon became a title of honor for the head of a Talmudic yeshiva, a great rabbi or genius who had a profound knowledge of Torah. Rebbe or Rav was the title of honor for the spiritual leader or tzaddik of a Hasidic group. One of the main issues of division was the traditional lifestyle of the many Hasidic groups dominated by the special role of the tzaddik, the spiritual leader of the group. The Mitnagdim also opposed the Hasidism in the areas of prayer and repentance. The Mitnagdim accused the Hasidim of rejecting the values and traditions of the Talmudic study, adopting superstitious practice and building a personality cult around their tzaddikim that nearly amounted to idolatry. The Mitnagdim generally rejects tales of rebbes having supernatural healing powers, regard direct mystical communication with God as presumptuous, and consider elevating prayer over study and emotion over intellect as neglecting true Torah study. In the Mitnagdim, consider themselves the genuine Torah scholars, while the Hasidim are frowned upon as perhaps too ignorant to study Torah, instead placing all their faith in a charismatic leader they blindly follow. The Baal Shem Tov contended that prayers and devotions of the Amia Haaretz, unlearned folks, should be valued as highly as the Talmidei Chachamim, learned elite, even though the common folks did not know the meaning of the words they prayed. The scholars maintain that all tragedies of society can be traced to encouraging the ignorant masses, resulting only in arrogance and a lowering of the dignity of the learned classes. The Baal Shem Tov also believe that even a Talmud scholar and a saintly tzaddik, righteous one, needs to do teshuvah, repent. Repentance in Hasidism redeems the holy sparks, raises humanity to a higher spiritual level, and prepares the world for Messiah. The Mitnagdim argued that this view diminished the honor of the Torah and Torah scholars, and that repentance was only required for those who had sinned. Nevertheless, Hasidism survived, and although a legal reconciliation of the two groups later occurred, the hearts of the two groups have remained divided. In a humorous sort of way, these groups could be loosely compared to the two camps in the modern church, the evangelicals and the Pentecostals. Although it is a simplistic comparison, it may help us relate to these camps. What binds the Hasidim and the Mitnagdim together in a community sense is their ultra-Orthodox lifestyle and passion for Torah as they each pursue it. Reduced to its simplest terms, the raging conflict is between Poland and Lithuania, between the Gaon and the Tzaddik. Both groups are prominent in Mea Shearim, and from outward appearances, they appear very similar, since they all wear black, unless you know what you were looking for, especially in hats. The high, narrow fur hat called a spodik, or a flat, low hat with a wide brim called a felush, or a strimmel, really a large skull cap surrounded by a thick animal fur, a fox or mink, would identify a person as Hasidic, even the sect they belong to, whereas the Mitnagdim tend to simply wear large, stylish black hats and black suits, although there are groups that wear large, furry black hats. This is only one of the many ways of distinguishing one another. In general, the Hasidim wear long side curls, peyot, while the Mitnagdim tend to have short curls or simply longer sideburns. For purposes of prayer, it is essential to appreciate the reality that while these groups have their differences, both the Hasidim and the Mitnagdim embrace Kabbalah and the consciousness of the serious nature of sin and the value of deep repentance as described in the scriptures has been greatly diminished. Pray for an outpouring of the love of God and a spirit of true repentance upon the Hasidim and the Mitnagdim. Pray also for a breaking of the spirit of intellectualism and superiority among the Mitnagdim. Pray for deliverance from mysticism for both groups and a return to the Word of God as the highest source of truth. News reports speculated that the attack on the apartment of the Swiss ladies in 1998 was likely perpetrated by a group of the Mitnagdim called the Natura Karta, which means watchmen on the walls in Aramaic. They are an extremely zealous fringe group of the ultra-Orthodox and one of the oldest groups living in Jerusalem for over 200 years. From the age of 3, the boys study Torah full-time all their lives. They do not study any other subject. They study and speak in Yiddish, as they believe Hebrew to be a sacred language. They have strict dress code. The men wear big furry black hats, black coats, and long side curls. The women shave their heads and wear scarves, long sleeve dresses with black stockings. There are hundreds of Naturai Karta living in and around Mea Shearim. Pray that the Lord will turn the zeal of the Naturai Karta toward the gospel as he did with Saul of Tarsus, who persecuted believers every bit as much as these watchmen before he met Yeshua on the Damascus Road. Pray that even one of them will receive a powerful revelation of the Messiah and be turned completely around. Pray that they will fulfill the call to be intercessors on the walls of Jerusalem and witnesses for the Messiah.